First off, I mean, we've been talking a lot about Bitcoin here on the air. I find it to be a little bit complicated as to what it is. Can you give us the, you know, most succinct definition possible of what Bitcoin is before we get into what Vertex is? What is Bitcoin?
I will do, and I will give you a succinct, but I got to preface it by one thing. It took me a week of 9-to-5 study to study the complexities and the full scope. It is a very complex topic and hard to sum up quickly, but here's my best shot. It is like digital cash. So just like you accept cash in the real world, it's just like that except online. When I send you Bitcoins online, I can't call a number later on to dispute that I sent them to you. It is exactly like cash. It is also instant, 24/7, not controlled by anyone, not regulated by anyone, and which makes chargebacks impossible, and that's why it's the best for commerce, and it's the future of commerce online. I can send you Bitcoins on a Saturday night at 2 a.m., and you'll get them in 3 seconds anywhere around the world. And that transaction is guaranteed and solid just like cash is, and it's free to send across the internet.
And how are they valued? Like, how do we know? Like, I can look at the Bank of Canada and they'll tell me, you know, what the rate for the Canadian dollar is versus another currency. How do they value Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is, the value is placed by users around the world. There are 6 major Bitcoin exchanges around the world, and they are not connected, which means the value is different. For example, on Vertex, as I'm speaking to you right now, we are reaching an all-time high of $1,100 Canadian per Bitcoin in Canada. It's $1,144 US in Europe. It's $1,215 US in Japan. I'm looking at my screen here of all the different prices around the world, and they all disagree because the Bitcoin exchanges are not connected. Everything's depending on the local region you're in and your local money environment you're in.
And here's, again, just before we get more in-depth into Vertex, another thing I wondered was, when you have a Bitcoin on your computer, is it a certain computer file?
That's a very important question. Let me answer it quickly here. The database that stores your balance is distributed across 500,000 users plus and growing across the internet, which means no one computer can be shut off or turned off to ruin or remove your balance. It is distributed across the internet.
So what's the story I hear about this guy who had Bitcoins on his a hard drive, and he threw it out, and now he's digging through?
He didn't have Bitcoins on his hard drive. He had the private key, the password to those Bitcoins on his hard drive. Those Bitcoins still exist and are publicly in the blockchain, what we call it, on the Bitcoin network. If he were to find his hard drive and the password to those Bitcoins, he could unlock them and withdraw them and use them.
Another thing, to create new Bitcoins, I understand there's a process where you can mine it, where you solve some sort of math problem.
That's correct.
Explain that to me.
That's correct. Okay, so right now, currently in existence, we have 12 million Bitcoins with 9 million more to go to reach 21 million total. That's how many Bitcoins are possible to be in existence, and we're currently sitting around 13 million, my correction. Bitcoin mining issues 25 Bitcoins around the world every 10 minutes on average to the lucky person that discovered the next block in the blockchain. We project by the year 2035, all 21 million Bitcoins will have been mined. Mining is a very complex topic. It's simply solving cryptographic hashes, computer problems. And if you solve that problem, you are issued 25 Bitcoins.
Is that just like when you win a contest and you have to solve a problem-solving question, or is this designed to help humanity in some way with people solving these equations?
It serves two purposes. Purpose number one is it discovers the next block in the Bitcoin blockchain, of which we are at 273,064 blocks as I'm speaking to you right now. The second thing it does is it reinforces the security of the Bitcoin network. These are cryptographic hashes that are being solved. Again, a very complex topic. It's not like a skill testing question. No, it's more like reinforcing security. And if you solve the puzzle, if you solve the security puzzle, you are rewarded with 25 Bitcoins.
That's to make sure like a computer can't do it by itself.
Well, computers are doing it right now. The more computing power you have, the higher chance you have of solving this problem.
That's not fair to the average user, though, is it?
Well, it's sort of separate from what the Bitcoin's accomplishing here. Bitcoin has sort of two fronts. It has the transaction part where I can send you Bitcoins, and it's the solution to and the evolution of money and online payments. But then it's got this Bitcoin mining component, which is a whole separate story. And again, that's go back to your study 9-to-5. It's a long story.
Right. Okay, so I want to buy some Bitcoins. This is where Vertex comes in, right?
Yes. We are Canada's first and only, by the way, Bitcoin exchange that is based in Canada. You can get your Bitcoins here on Vertex. Your Canadian funds are with Canadian banks in Canada. As I'm speaking to you right now, We have $47 million traded to date in the 28 months we've been in operation. We have 26,000 customers in Canada. We are at all-time highs on Bitcoin here, and I am having trouble keeping up. We have 1,590 additional people on top of the 26,000 that are waiting to send us money, that want to send us money, but we have to verify them first and conduct proper due diligence on them before we can allow them to send us money. We have 19 people working for the company, 10 more people being hired as we speak. We are in rapid growth. Everyone wants a Bitcoin.
Okay, so as succinct as possible, and I know it's a complicated subject, but Mr. David, I have $5,000 in my checking account. I want to buy Bitcoins from you. What happens? How do I do it?
You have two choices. You can make an online bill payment through telephone or through internet banking, just like you would your utility bill, your cell phone bill. But before you make that bill payment, you have to give us your ID, proof of address, and follow all our rules on KYC and AML compliance. Or you can have us debit your bank account. So forget about online bill payments. We can simply take the $5,000 out of your checking account, put it into Vertex, and again, you still require verification for that. Once the money hits Vertex, you can then press a buy button and have your Bitcoins immediately.
And my Bitcoins, okay, so I have my Bitcoins immediately. Now the value goes up or down, and I want to sell the Bitcoins.
Yep.
I go back to Vertex?
Yeah, they're on Vertex already, so you would have to withdraw them. But if you keep them on Vertex, then yeah, you can just sell them on Vertex. Again, we're the only true exchange, so you determine the price you want to buy or sell it at. Right now, the seller is at 1050 Canadian. The buyer is at 1048. So if you want to beat that buyer and go 1049, then you become the highest buyer, and people are going to sell to you at 1049. So we are a true exchange. We're like a stock exchange. You set the price you want to pay, and the real market of Canada dictates what that price will be.
And what do you guys take off the top here? How are you making your money?
We start off at a 1.5% fee and go down to 0.5% on volume discounts.
It's a very speculative currency right now, is it? Isn't it? I mean, are you concerned that there's a, you know, it's kind of a big bubble that could burst here at any second? Does that worry you?
Not really. It used to worry me, but not since China came aboard. China recognizes the value of the Bitcoin. They are holding it up. They are fueling this big rally. They're the one that took the Bitcoin, by the way, from $100 2 months ago to over $1,000 where it is today. That's a 10 times increase. That's all because of China. China knows the value of gold. They know what's going on in the financial markets with gold, and they don't like the corruption that's happening with gold prices, so they're switching to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is literally like gold. You can't print extra Bitcoin, just like you can't get extra gold without mining it. So Bitcoin has so many good properties. The Chinese love it, and they are fueling that price. They are three times world volume, by the way, combined. They are so aggressive on Bitcoin, and them fueling it and keeping it propped up, so to speak, makes me think we're not in a bubble.
Well, that's interesting. I don't think a lot of people know the involvement with China. I know a lot of people who don't know a lot about Bitcoin would look at it and maybe are a bit familiar with its shady past with the spice route or whatever it was, that website. I mean, there's...
Yeah, Silk Road. And by the way, just like when you want to talk about shady past, again, it's like cash. Can cash be used to buy drugs and guns? Of course it can. Bitcoin can be used for the same purpose, but it can also be used for positive reasons. And by the way, it's an international phenomenon. That's why China's getting aboard. India's getting aboard. Countries around the world are quickly waking up to see the amazing advantages of Bitcoin. $12 billion market cap, by the way, and over $1 billion worth of Bitcoin has been sent today in a 24-hour period. It is massive. It is huge. It is getting bigger and bigger.
Why don't the Canadian banks want to touch it?
Well, first of all, they are, because we are dealing with them, but they don't like the cash part of it. They don't like the AML and KYC part of it. AML, anti-money laundering, KYC, know your customer. The Canadian banks want to know who they're dealing with. You can't walk into a Canadian bank with $100,000 of cash and say, I want Bitcoins, and I don't want to give you my name, I don't want to tell you who I am, I just want the Bitcoins, and then I'm going to send them internationally to all these different places without you knowing about them. That's what the banks don't like.
In what regard are you dealing with the Canadian banks?
We deal with money service business registered providers, payment providers, and we only let you into Bitcoin if you are known. Under those conditions, the banks are okay with it. And add to that the condition that we are the pioneers, and we've been doing this for 28 months, so we've learned the hard way what kind of fraud attempts occur, and we do our best to limit those. So once the bank sees our efforts and our team and our diligence, they allow us to operate.
Do you worry that one day the big banks will start in the Bitcoin business and kind of blow you out of the water?
Well, it's already been happening. We've already been shut down along the way on banks and then having to reactivate, and that was because of mistakes we made early on accepting cash. So we've already made those mistakes. We don't accept cash now, for the record. Yeah, I'm a little bit worried, but see, the biggest thing I worry about as being the CEO in Canada is my mission has always been to keep your funds in Canada. It's going to be a very sad day, a very bad day, when all Canadian banks say to me, no, we don't want you to do Bitcoin exchange. I have two choices then. Number one, I shut the company down. Or number two, I say, okay, guys, wire your money to the Cayman Islands or to the Bahamas. Like, that's going to be a sad day when I got to tell Canadians to wire money internationally. But the good news is the CRA has deemed the Bitcoin as a barter instrument. It is not as a hot topic as it once was in the U.S. And I think Canada is going to go toward eventual regulation. I'm working with regulators and politicians right now in Canada to show them this, to recognize that we're paying taxes on it. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, regulate me, tax me, go for it. I want to be integrated into Canadian society and currency. By the way, the Canada government has a thing called a mint chip, the digital currency. It's one of the only governments in the world that has its own brand of digital currencies. So it's a perfect marriage for the Bitcoin. Hey, Mr. Canada government, do you want to do mint chip to Bitcoin? I will help you make that happen. So I'm on the front of getting Bitcoin adoption in Canada.
Do most of your customers leave the Bitcoins in their Vertex account and try and take advantage of fluctuations in the currency, or do they actually spend them? I mean, I know there's a few retailers accepting Bitcoins.
Yeah, half spend them, and the other half actually conduct arbitrage. They buy cheap Bitcoins on Vertex. We're actually the cheapest place in the world to buy them. Then they send them offshore and take their own risks offshore to sell them for higher prices offshore. So we got this arbitrage thing going on, and we got the actual spending them going on. And the most common question I get about who accepts Bitcoin, what merchants accept Bitcoins, we actually have a merchant directory on our website that shows you people that accept it. But people that ask that question are missing the point. We are in very early days and early adoption of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is literally a digital currency. My big answer to who accepts it is every single store in Canada without even knowing it. Because we have a debit card. We let you take your Bitcoins and load it onto a debit card with Canadian dollars. With that debit card, you can walk into, I'm in Calgary here, into the Chinook Mall tomorrow and buy some jeans, like, with your debit card. And little did the merchant know that you bought them with Bitcoins. So again, Bitcoin is more than just who accepts it. It's a way to get in and out of CAD, Canadian dollars, and we make that happen.
It's a bit expensive to get into right now.
Well, you can buy a portion of a Bitcoin. Right now it's $1,050 Canadian per Bitcoin. If you don't have that much, you can buy $10 worth of a Bitcoin. You can buy 0.000001 of a Bitcoin. It has infinite amount of decimal places possible. It's very versatile.
What has it been about the last week or two that has driven this up to an all-time
China. China is the answer. China came on board and said, we love this thing, we want it, we want to buy it like there's no tomorrow, and they are tripling worldwide volume.
So we know exactly how much China's buying?
Yes,
this is all transparent.
I can tell you right now, 50,000 Bitcoins were traded today in China. That is $50 million.
And this is the People's Bank of China buying this?
Well, it's actually, again, Chinese has a different government system, so they control in their own Chinese citizens who buys it. But yes, you're required to be a Chinese resident or citizen to deal with them. It's not easy to deal with them if you're in Canada.